There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
So I remember reading an article last year when you came up. Was it your brother who was with you when you got the call to come on up?
Brother was with me. We were in the living room together, and I kind of slipped off into the other room, and he was just working remote on his laptop, and then I came out the master room and, like, kind of fell to my knees, had tears in my eyes, and he kind of knew what was going on. And so he gave me a big hug, but for him to be there, he lives in California. It was the one time that year he was going to be there. So it was really cool to have him there.
So I've spoken to a lot of guys, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, guys who played that far back, but the phone call after the phone call that you get, what was that like for you? You must have a lot of stuff running through your mind. So what's the plan right after that to start to let people know?
I called my wife and Tui, our third base coach, who is our manager. He kind of surprised me, and my wife wasn't with us at the time. And so he was basically saying, you really need your wife at the game tomorrow. And then, because you'll be playing at Truist. And so, like, immediately afterwards, I called her. She was in Orlando. She packed everything up, and she was able to get to the game.
Was there ever a moment when you weren't sure? Because I've had guys tell me their wife said, don't give it up yet. There's a chance. I mean, what's that part of your story?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was kind of, like, in the back of my mind. You know, I always knew that I can play and my talent's there, but, you know, if it was just kind of like the opportunity. And so that was something I always fought with. And but you just keep working and keep your head down. And sure enough, here we are.
Did you have a moment or two off season where you're thinking, okay, do I really go out and hump this again?
I mean, it was just like challenging being like a minor league free agent. And especially with the market in the big leagues, and guys were signing really late, and it was just like a really uncertain time. It was kind of like, what am I working for right now? You know, I don't have that opportunity. So it was always kind of just a question in the back of my mind, but I don't think I ever got to the point where I was like, all right, I'm ready to hang it up.
When you're a really good high school player, good enough to be drafted where you were drafted, and then all of a sudden, for the first time ever, it's not an easy game. You guys find that out really quickly. You find out it's a business really quickly. How did you handle all that stuff early on?
You know, I'd say, like, early on in my career, honestly, I didn't handle it very well. I was very young. Failure is something that I'm still trying to get better at figuring out how to deal with. And so it's just frustrating. You know, you work so hard at something and you expect to be good at it. And so for results not to be there, to be just young and kind of thrown into this business, you kind of figure out who you are real quick. And so for me, it's just been sticking with my faith and my family and just making sure that I'm doing what I can to, you know, make sure I get to the next place I want to be.
Are you aware of the significance when Snit, the manager up here, when you get up in July, because that guy spent a lot of time in the minor leagues. I don't think I've ever met a manager who appreciates a moment for a guy like you as much as Snit probably appreciates that moment for a guy like you.
Yeah, I mean, it's really special. Just the whole organization, you know, giving me that opportunity. It's not something that I take for granted or take lightly. You know, I do everything for that opportunity. So for them to show trust in me and in who I am and what I can do as a player is everything.
And what about this year? What are you looking forward to?
I just want to be a part of the group and help out in any way I can. It's kind of like the talk of camp has been World Series, and so to be a part of that, I just want to do anything I can to make that happen.
And this is a good group. Look, Alex Anthopoulos is trying to build what we sort of call on the radio as a turd-free zone. They don't want marginal. That probably feels good as an older, young guy to know that these guys really do care. Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, they care about each other. They also take so seriously what they do, but they also want the best for the guy next to them as well. So it's really cool, and they're the best players in the world. So it's awesome to be around.
Yeah. Last thing, personality-wise. Things that you enjoy, because I think race fans want to know a little bit more about you. It's an interesting place to be at 28 years old, where people are like, okay, who is this guy, and sort of whatever his interests. So what would you like to tell Braves country?
I love to golf, fish, be outside, swim, surf. I grew up surfing. My brother's a big surfer. But yeah, just anything outside. Pretty relaxed.
How long have you been married?
3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 years. So, got a 3-year-old daughter, number 2 on the way.
Congratulations.
So, we're excited for that. But, yeah.
What's it like to be a minor leaguer, married, child? I mean, there's some challenges there. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely tough. I got to give the credit to my wife. She's everything. She works so hard. She doesn't complain. She wants the best for me, and she wants the best for my daughter as well. So she's been like the captain of our team, you know, just making sure everything's good.
So I have 2 daughters. What's it like to realize that you are wrapped? I mean, you are wrapped around a finger. And listen, it's going to get more expensive down the road. I'm not going to tell you, enjoy the young stuff now where there's not a lot of free will. Yeah. But what's it like to be a father of a young one?
It's awesome. It keeps the game in perspective for me. It helps, you know, if I go 0-for-4 and I come through the door and she doesn't care about that. She's just happy daddy's home. And so for me, that's the most important thing. And it's just been really cool to see how things have gone.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.